Please rise.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome to the Des Moines County Board of Supervisors meeting, March 15th, 2020. Is there any changes to the agenda?
I have none.
I have none.
Moving on, we'll meet with department heads and elected officials. Sarah Doty, payroll clerk, auditor's office.
Good morning. Went to ISAC last week. That was fun and we learned a lot. Back in the office, just keeping busy.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Police chief, county attorney.
Back to routine chaos.
You get a week off, no trials, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Week off, no trials?
We actually, now that we have a more manageable jury trial list with the COVID waivers done, we actually got guilty pleas on almost all of our cases, so. Except for one gentleman who decided not to show up.
You always get those.
At all.
Sure, you guys will find him.
It's not a big deal, it's not important.
So we will later on be seeing him, I'm sure, with the accompaniment of a county escort.
Maybe he had a prior engagement.
Sure.
Dental appointment.
Thanks, Lisa. Colin, how's the IT department?
Good, just keeping busy like always, but I haven't got anything to report, so.
Thank you. Kevin, Van Denning, how's the sheriff's department?
It's doing well. It's definitely been busy, but we're doing okay. Look forward to our two newer hires, finishing up their training and getting out on their own so we can be closer to our full staff. We have those two plus one in the academy, so we're a little bit short-handed, but we're doing well. Jail's doing well, same as about it has been. We have one adult male out of county, four juveniles, but the population's maintaining. We've got room out there, but the one that's out of county is a conflict, and then the four juveniles, so.
Thank you.
He had a county conflict. He's been there for about 3 weeks, hasn't he?
Couple months, yeah.
Couple months now?
Yep.
Rodney Bleeser, maintenance.
Good morning. Just got a lot of different things going on. I wanted to mention, heard yesterday that they were looking at maybe starting the second week in April on the front steps. So that's kind of the tentative plan, kind of weather depending, kind of see what happens, but they're looking at maybe starting that the second week in April. So just wanted to kind of give everybody a little bit of a heads up. If that changes, I'll let you know.
Okay.
They give you an estimated completion time or duration?
It should take 30 days or less. 3 or 4 weeks.
Thanks, Rodney. Jared Lasker, Southeast Iowa Regional Planning.
Morning. We've been even busy. You'll notice still there's three subdivisions we just received over the last week, so all minor. So those were all ones that we'd known about were coming, and it's just expecting eventually a lot of times these days we get people that inquire in advance, and then they get a surveyor selected, then they go out and survey it, and so a few months later we'll be ready to review it. So we'll expect to have those on the agenda. We'll space them out over a couple weeks end of this month into April. Other than that, got one agenda item today, and that's all I have for now.
Okay, thank you. Carrie Johnson, auditor.
Good morning. I have elections. So the federal and the state, they all, their filing deadline is this Friday the 18th, and they file all their papers with the Secretary of State. County candidates, anything local, files with my office, and that deadline is March the 25th. I got an email from the Secretary of State's office, and evidently there is another group, the CVI, which is the Center for Voter Information, is sending out voter registration forms to everybody that they feel is could be registered but isn't registered. And the bad thing was when they send stuff out, we don't know where for sure they get their list, but then we get calls from people saying, this is my spouse and they've been deceased for 3 years. Why aren't they getting a voter registration? Because it has to have our address on it, because when they mail it back, it has to come to us. So they think we sent it out. We didn't. There should be information on there that if somebody is on this mailing list and they want to be removed, if they look at that form, I think there's an address someplace that they can notify that says, you know, take me off your list. And then finally, in regards to all of the new districting and reprecincting, Chandra and I are working diligently on getting all of the new addresses associated with the new precincts. We're about halfway through, because we have to touch every street and every address in Burlington, because that's where the big changes are. So we have to make sure that each one is in the appropriate precinct. And so we're going map blind, looking at the street names and everything, trying to make sure, okay, there's, because Austin has all the precincts. He's got a layer on there that we can look at, that we can see where those new precincts lie, so that we can make sure that, you know, we get everything divided properly. So hopefully we can get that done by the end of this week, because in early May is when the Secretary of State's office, the state, will send out new voter registration cards to everybody. And hopefully keep track of that, because the way legislators are changing laws, those numbers that are going to be on those cards will be very important if you vote absentee. So that's all I have to report.
Quick dumb question. When it says, okay, the dividing line between precinct 3 and 4 is Summer Street, does the line go down the middle of the street then? And so that's exactly, okay.
Yeah, and then we have to figure out what the odd and the even numbers on, because, you know, this one's over here, that one's over there. And then what's fun is when you get you get those corners. And then that's fun, trying to get those situated. But yep, we're working away on those, trying to get all that done. And hopefully we can get that done by the end of the week.
Thanks, Terry. Janelle, how's the treasurer's office?
We're keeping busy with collection of property taxes. Just the weekly reminder on that, March 31st is the last day, Thursday, March 31st. So if you come in Friday, April 1st, no April Fools either, it will be 1.5% interest. But no, went to ISAC last week, and there's a lot of House Senate files. Some have made it through the funnel. That's going to affect our office, tons of them. We'll see what comes out of this session. I don't know. We'll see what gets passed. But we're keeping busy.
Thank you, Janelle. Brian Carter, Secondary Roads.
Good morning. Warmer weather and a lot going on. Blades are out on the gravel roads, so if you get any calls, pass it on to us. But we are out, finally got some, you know, starting to dry out a little bit, so we can help those gravel roads out a little bit. Sounds like our contract rock haul could start up towards the end of this week, which I don't think is a surprise either. So we'll see if that gets going. We do have a bid out for Upper Flint for a paving job. So just so you're aware of that, it'll bid, I want to say April 8th, but I'll have to double check that. But so that'll be a good project to get going. Also had contact from the DOT, an Upper Flint topic, but a different project. I was told a month and a half ago, I guess, by somebody at the DOT that the contractor for IDOT on their Highway 61 job was not going to close Upper Flint again. And then yesterday they had a meeting and informed us it'll be closed for 3 to 4 weeks. So that changed, and I thought I'd just pass it on that starting the beginning of April, I believe it's Friday, April 1st is what I was told, Upper Flint will be closed right there at the intersection towards 61. Same as last year, only, of course, last year lasted forever, or seemingly anyway. This one's supposed to be 3 to 4 weeks. So I told them, I emailed DOT and told them my project starts, they might figure some stuff out, because I made my plans according to what I was told, so I'm going to move forward. Anyway, so we'll figure all that out. And then I want to mention, this is not a couple things involved in the city of Burlington, I guess. They're not county projects, but they're in the county. The first is probably more immediate. They got apparently a FEMA job in the golf course, over in the Flint Hills golf course. They must have a slide or slough or something. I don't know anything about it. I just found out this late last week. So the contractor's getting ready to start, and they're going to, out along Golf Course Road, there's a parking area for the trail, the gorge, North Gorge parking area. I don't know. I'm not ambitious enough to do any of that. So, but there's a parking lot there, and they're gonna use that for staging, the contractor is. So they're gonna set up a crossing area right there where the contractor can haul materials across Golf Course Road and into the golf course. So I just wanna mention that there'll be some signage going up there. I believe they're gonna put steel plates down on the road, and if there's any issues that may go from there as far as additional stuff that has to be done. They're having a pre-construction meeting today, and we'll see how things go. I'm assuming that will start in the next couple weeks, but I haven't been told exactly. So I want to give you a heads up in case you hear somebody say something that's, again, not our project. They'll be crossing our road, however. And then the other thing is the city did contact me, and they talked to me last fall, and I certainly didn't care. So this spring or summer sometime, when they have their seal coat program going on, they're going to seal coat that little, I don't remember the name of it, the little road that runs along the golf course. Same Flint Hills Golf Course, that little road that runs up to the off of Golf Course Road that runs to the clubhouse. It's rough and it's old, and we're not going to seal coat it. So they called and asked if they could seal coat it again, because I think they've done it from the beginning of time. And this will be the first time since I've been here that they've done it. So it's been a while. So just an FYI. But yet again, not our project, but it's in the county. So other than that, plenty going on. Got some patching we're working on, doing some concrete removals and a lot of stuff. So geode the paving project, so that'd be the hill on the other side of the dam, west side of the dam. That should go close March 28th, give or take a day. And that construction will obviously start. And we have not yet talked to the contractor about Pleasant Grove, but I still anticipate that getting closed sometime in that first week or two of April. So wanted to mention those also. And that's it, I think.
How long will that be closed?
Which one?
Grove Road.
Pleasant Grove? I would hope less than 2 months.
Detour. Or?
So they did some of the work last fall, so that will help that time frame. But it's a two-stage project because we have to keep access for the quarry. So it's not quite as efficient as we prefer. You know, we don't get to pave the whole thing all at once. So
the road's not going to be closed?
No, it'll be fully closed.
Okay.
Yeah, but they'll have to pave past one of the entrances for the quarry and get that ready to be used, and then go ahead and pave the rest past the other entrance. So for us, it's a two-stage as far as stopping and starting. So it just adds time. So.
Thanks, Brian.
Yep, thank you.
Ken Heinemann, Seal Region Mental Health.
Yeah, good morning. We had our region meeting, our governing board meeting last Wednesday, and some of the things that were decided upon were the Seal has let RFP for legal representation, and so I'm looking for an attorney to represent the region in all kinds of region business, you know. And so we had a discussion about, well, how do you find an attorney? And they decided to, since we're all in the 8th Judicial Court administration, that they would try and check with Heidi Baker and see if she could send out those notices to attorneys for us, or give us ideas how to do that. So that's being worked on. We got approval of the MOU for our 8 counties, and the 20 AD had to be changed again for the 8 counties, and the annual service and budget plan was gone over. So in addition to all the normal claims and everything else that we do every month, there was a lot of business going on at that meeting. So overall, we're moving forward. just getting ready for all these changes on July 1.
Okay, thanks, Ken.
Yep.
Chris Fogelhauer, Public Health.
Good morning. We're also continuing to get busy. We're increasing our outreach clinics, and that's all we have going on. There's an agenda item.
Thank you. Zach James, you came in late here. Do you have anything to add to what?
Thanks for pointing that out, Jeff.
Without them.
I don't think I have anything else to add. Been a busy couple of weeks. A lot of subdivision activity. We've got our agenda item on the fee structure. And we've got the work session on the public health building too.
And on behalf of the board, thank you for the donuts last week. Jared's turn next time. Okay, moving on. Correspondence. Do you gentlemen have any correspondence?
Although we have been approached by the United States Trade Commission. I talked to them and they forwarded me a questionnaire from the People's Republic of China that is about unlikely to be answered very thoroughly. U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, Region 7, has approved a Class 1 permit modification submitted by the Department of the Army, the Iowa Army Ammunition Plant for the Resource Conservation and Recovery Act, RCRA. Hazardous Waste Management Permit has been issued to the U.S. Army and American Ordnance, LLC, with an effective date of 28 September 2018. The permit modification addresses the following change. A revised training plan has replaced the existing training plan and permit attachment 3-4. Please note the revised training plan has not been provided with this letter. If you have a request from the public for a revised training plan, please notify the point of contact. They will forward your request to the Army Security Officer. You must review all requests prior to information being released to the public in the interest of protecting national security. Point of contact is Mr. Randy Doyle. Sincerely, Jason Crist, Lieutenant Colonel, U.S. Army Commanding.
I guess that's Tom's address to Tom, so he can read that.
I was wondering.
We have one here from City of Minneapolis. Board Supervisors here, the City of Minneapolis is in the process of expanding its Minneapolis 2015 Urban Renewal Area and amending the Urban Renewal Plan for the area and pursuant to Section 403.5 of the Code of Iowa. The City is sending you the enclosed copy of its Urban Renewal Plan Amendment and scheduling a meeting at which you will have the opportunity to discuss this amendment. The meeting is to discuss our Urban Renewal Plan Amendment. It has been set for Tuesday, March 15th at 3:30 p.m. at the City Hall, Minneapolis. If you are unable to send a representative to the meeting, we invite your written comments. In addition, Section 403.5 gives your designated representative the right to make written recommendations concerning the Urban Renewal Plan Amendment no later than 7 days following the date of the meeting. City Council will also hold a public hearing on the Urban Renewal Plan Amendment at 6:31 p.m. on April 4th, 2022, and a copy of the notice of hearing is enclosed for your information. Signed by Lindsay Siebel.
Minneapolis has always been very sparing in their use of TIF. They use it, and then they get it off the books, and whatever improvements are made, the increases in valuation are shared by all entities, so that's appreciated.
Yep. Okay. Anybody else has any correspondence to move on to discussion vote? We have a public hearing for ordinance number 38, the water well and water supply code.
Motion to open a public hearing.
Second.
Second.
Tom Brooker?
Yes.
Shane McCambell?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. I saw him see who's back there now. Lost my train of thought, Carrey.
I was going to say, do you want me to give some background on this?
Yeah, that would be nice, Chris, if you would.
So we were contacted by the Iowa DNR, and they wanted us to re-sign our 28E agreement for environmental health services with the state. One of the things that they identified is they felt the county, when we originally adopted Chapter 38 of the Iowa Code, that they did not feel like it was fully enough adopted to be able to sign a 28E agreement. So one of the things they asked us to do was to re-adopt the Chapter 38, and that really just is the chapter that oversees the water well permitting and water supply code. So this is just re-adopting that to make sure that we've met the full requirements of the state.
Thank you. Anybody want me to read this?
Well, I hope not.
Anybody have any comments on this? I need a motion to go to public hearing.
Motion to close the public hearing.
Second.
Sarah.
Tom Brooker?
Yes.
Shane McCambell?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Motion to approve the first hearing of the ordinance. Number 38 for the water well and water supply code.
Second.
Sarah.
Tom Brooker?
Yes.
Shane McCambell?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. Moving on to 5B, we have a Mississippi Valley Workforce Area Agreement. For the general, what used to be Region 16, we do now have seven counties in here for the workforce. And you're on that board now. Do you have any comments on this? Or?
No, they just said this is standard operating procedure.
Yes, so. It is for the, what they do, they elect one of the supervisors for CLIO, which is the chief elected official. And this is just an agreement that we have with them, and just kind of what Chris just went on the other agreement. So,
does this make Shane personally liable for any liability the county might incur for the remainder of his term?
This doesn't make me, but according to one of the women on the board, I am. So
I just want to make that clear.
Yep. This is my favorite board, by the way. I'm loved by all on this board.
And Mr. McCampbell.
New thing for you, isn't it?
Signed this on 3/8 of 2022. So what's your wish?
Motion to approve the agreement.
Second.
Sarah.
Tom Brooker?
Yes.
Shane McCambell?
Yeah.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. I give Shane credit. This is a very tough board to be on, but it gives a lot of perspective on what the job workforce is. Approval of contracts for 115th Street grading and resurfacing. L-B-199 grade. DE 2022-73-29.
Oh yeah, this is the 115th and 91st grading job we talked about a couple different times. We had great competition on this. Six bidders. Engineer's estimate was 161,526, which I'm happy to give this to anybody that wants it. Don't want to write it all down. Low bidder was 161,822.05. I'd like to give our estimate a lot of credit, but I don't think I can. When the next low bidder is all the way up at 199,977. So I'm glad we got the bid we got, but I think this project is probably, or at least this bid tab is a great reflection on where prices are going, unfortunately. I think Four Seasons plans to start this fairly soon, but I don't have a date for you. They have not given us something specific. We have, through multiple letters, communicated with landowners in that area. It really should be minimal impact to the general public, but it's really a side road until the river comes up, and then it becomes a de facto detour, even though it shouldn't be. So this will help that situation quite a bit. So anyway, I'd recommend approval, and I'll let you guys know time frame better as I know.
So, okay.
I move to approve.
Second.
Sarah.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thanks, Brian. Lord, you give my head. Accounts payable claims in the amount of $888,614.64.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Sarah.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes. Resolution 2022-022, establishing the fee schedule for land use permits and applications. Zach, you guys want to cover this?
Yeah, we talked about this at the work session last week. Yeah. After the approval of the ordinances, everything in there was set up for fees to be adopted via resolution, and so we've reviewed all the fees and made these recommendations. And for the work session last week, we adjusted the permitted accessory use for the home occupation so that it remains free. Otherwise, everything else, I believe, is still the same. So, okay. Unless you have any other questions for us.
No, I think I looked at it, and everything we talked about last week changed. If anybody wants to look at this, this will be in the recorder's office. So, what's your wishes on this, gentlemen?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Sarah.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
For the record, I just noticed there the ordinances were approved on February 22nd, 2022, and this is Resolution 2022-22, so...
Ben's here.
Serendipity there.
You love that guy.
Hey, we have a Class B beer permit for 34 Raceways, and looks like everything's on track here. How about this? County Sheriff?
No concerns, sir.
No concerns. Good.
Move to approve.
Second.
Sarah.
Shane McCampbell.
Yep.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes. Okay, we have the minutes for the regular meeting on March 8, 2022.
Move to approve.
Second.
Sarah.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes. Is there any other business?
I have none.
I have none. Future agenda items. If we have something coming up with Rodney, don't we? At work session next week, Rodney?
Yeah, work session next week.
Committee reports.
At a Mississippi Valley Youth Committee meeting, and they're trying to pick up on the number of contacts for the youth, and they're trying to get a specific number. I can't remember what it is, but I know they hit 22. And they were pretty proud of that, so they're just trying to get back out there. COVID's kind of put a kibosh to hit the youth, but we're ramping back up. The numbers are coming up. That was about it.
I seen Jack, your Cleo, seen him up at ISAC this week, and he said he's not gonna, he's retiring at the end of this year.
Yeah, yeah, he said enough. I don't know how long he's been in, but.
30 years.
Has it been that long?
Long time.
Yeah, that's a long time. Now it makes sense to me. Thanks for sharing.
Okay.
I attended the Southeast Iowa Link Mental Health Region meeting that Ken referenced earlier, and he said we approved the annual budget and service plan and the 2080s, and attended the Iowa State Association of Counties Spring Conference, and they had interesting seminars on the accounting intricacies of the American Rescue Plan and the changes in the new mental health bill passed last year by the Iowa legislature, 2 years ago, I guess. One or two years ago. And the, with some discussion of cybersecurity that Collins mentioned here once or twice. That's all I have.
I had a Russ meeting. And the thing about that, we did hire a new sanitarian, and it starts today, as a matter of fact. Today will be his first day of work. And that's all I had, but I did also attend the ISAC meeting, and you're right, that was real interesting on the ARPA and mental health. It kind of enlightened me on what's going on in that mental health, so that's all I had. Any public input? Anybody from the public wants to?
Yeah. Would somebody stick their head out the door and see if somebody's out there? A gentleman called yesterday that wanted to get on the agenda, but he didn't respond to my emails, so he said he'd show up for public input. I said you'd speak for 3 or 4 minutes. You want? Isn't there?
No.
Okay. Forget it.
I just wanted to also bring up, there's a gentleman that's going around doing a First Amendment audit around the courthouses. Everybody got that email? Yeah, so just be mindful. He's coming in courthouses with cameras and whatnot and asking questions and taking pictures and whatnot. I don't know what it's all about, but Gina Harden sent out an email just to let everybody know.
Okay, we're going.
Terry, I think he was already here, wasn't he? We think.
Yeah, because I was thinking it was last fall or last summer, somebody came up to the counter, was asking questions, and the girls came and got me, and it was just basically asking for information, and I said, yeah, public information, and he had his little camera on a little fussy stick or whatever,
right.
He said, well, you passed the test, you're one of them that has been polite and gave us the information that we wanted.
He's out about it again. He says he's not going to be satisfied until
he
catches the sheriff.
I don't recall him being dressed up as anything, but I think he was.
Yeah, I don't think he was.
Normal.
He wants to get down to the sheriff's department. What's he doing on
it? We get numerous visits.
Wants to check your shoes.
I think he's been there and a couple others.
Always testing the waters.
Anybody have public comment, they can call in at 319-753-8203, extension 4, or they can email board@dmcounty.com. We'll give you 2 minutes to do that. And has anybody else got anything to say in here while we're waiting that 2 minutes?
How long is Upper Flint going to be closed on? 2 months, give or take. Maybe a bit less, but
well, I did get my hair done over the weekend. I want to say thanks for recognizing you guys are very attentive.
What's the barber charge you're looking for?
He says just give him a tip and we're just going to call her good. That's what he says. What are you laughing at, Batman?
Nothing at all.
Thank you.
It's not about what we're using.
It's more
book?
I thought Gina would be here to announce the tornado drill thing.
What's that?
Either.
I thought Gina would be here and say something about the tornado drill.
That's why I don't run a bike. I don't blame her.
Incidentally, Colin, you were right yesterday. That was the, they were just trying out a new,
yeah,
sure.
She actually, we do that a lot.
Oh, yeah.
That
she doesn't have a
business haircut.
You don't like that.
Just show up. Got suspicious after I confirmed it.
Well, that's the president.
No, it's that you can't get there.
Well, good deal.
I forget the signs of Starwood where they wouldn't be that I think. I was the guy.
I swear to people don't pay. They just,
they're lucky to even load.
Yeah, real slow, Jimmy.
It's muddy, bud.
Okay, 2 minutes is up, so with an aye, we're out of here.
Aye.
Aye. We have a work session with, Nutley Star Regional Planning, Board of Supervisors, Public Health Building, County Engineer, so give us about 5 minutes and we'll go.
That's correct.
Question for you.
I don't think we signed that.
Yes.
This is the first reading.
County Sanitarian.
Yes.
Says that, because we had been giving people, Greg, when he's the number, maybe it's not, so it's gonna be somebody different.
Yeah.
Now it's gonna be Greg.
And this will be Greg.
First reading.
So.
If you actually approve, we.
They have correctly hired, so Jeff.
You're right.
And then they hired someone and it wasn't a good fit for him. And so they're just replacing that position. But this position has been in place since December.
Don't worry about it.
And even maybe now.
Okay, so Greg's still our guy.
Greg's still our guy.
So I gave him your number.
Okay, I'll handle it from here, Tom.
Okay.
Just work with Zanna down here that we can still work out. He's gonna take all the mosquitoes.
All the mosquitoes.
I've been doing all the mosquito traffic for a few years, yeah. He's gonna take all the mosquitoes.
Even emailed it to the subdivision, so just to make sure that got through in the right place.
Yes, it is. You know, he was.
That is wrong.
Yeah, I've been in trouble, you know.
It was a conference couple of days.